That first experience when you arrive inside Second Life is extremely important in defining it, whether this is a place you want to be or not. Is it welcoming or not? Is it a place that you connect to thematically? Is there something of interest to you? So that's always a challenge. There's been many iterations on those experiments over the years. And I know that Ebbe, in his talk on Wednesday, even spoke specific to some of our experiments and having a more positive landing experience as well. And that can look a lot of different ways. Certainly the Community Gateway program that you spoke to, where we have volunteers that really generously donate their time or have an arrangement where they can be there to greet people. First complicated hour can be very intimidating. You know, for me, what brought me in was, I mentioned my interest in journalism. It was the idea that there were these in-world news bureaus, CNN and Reuters. And I landed, like many people, in this learning area experience. And I'm like, well, where's CNN's bureau? Where? How do I get there? It wasn't what I expected, right? And like a lot of us, you know, it's like something may bring you into Second Life, but you're not sure, like, where's the stuff I'm looking for? So those humans that are there as greeters can certainly help with that. And beyond that, we need to look at things that work effectively, whether it be the destination guide or other initiatives, to also help people understand that your first landing experience is not your last. You know, there's lots and lots going on. So yes, people should be nice to each other, of course, and I'm all for that. I will say we absolutely are looking at the theme learning islands as part of this. What is that first landing experience like? You know, what do people encounter? What are the barriers that might turn somebody off, you know, and not want to explore deeper or frankly misunderstand or get intimidated? And the environment, the friendliness of the experience that they encounter. So yeah, it's something we're very keen on getting better at. But the idea that there's someone to interact with and socialize with, you know, and not for everybody. There are some people that come into Second Life that honestly do not want a social experience. They love exploring the beauty, et cetera, et cetera. But for a large percentage of people, that social component is important.